Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's good to be with you on Tuesday for another slice of fresh bread. Well, if you were with us yesterday, we got started in our new study. Now we're in the book of Ephesians, written by Paul to the people at Ephesus. And now we come to something that I've got to tell you. We've got a five-minute devotional, and this is really tough for me. This wonderful one sentence of 228 words in verses 3 through verse 14. So what I'm going to do is read this great doxology. Now, why do we call it a doxology? Because the opening verse, three times, he uses the Greek word doxa, translated blessing. And it's a Trinitarian doxology. The first six verses are the praise of God the Father. And then the second verses from verses 7 through 11 are the praise to God the Son. And then the last verses are praise to God the Holy Spirit. Creation. God authored your creation. The Son accomplished your salvation and the Holy Spirit applied it. Redemption. God authored your salvation. Son of God accomplished your salvation and the Holy Spirit applied your salvation. Providence. Those are the three great acts of God. Creation, redemption, and providence. In providence, the Father authors your good blessings. Jesus intercedes for you for those blessings, and the Holy Spirit brings those blessings into your life. The great Trinitarian gospel. We always ought to declare the preeminence of Christ, but never lose the fact that we serve a triune God as creator, redeemer, and sustainer. And this triune God, our glorious God, is to be praised. Why did he make you? For his glory and to enjoy him forever. Why does he save you? For his glory and to enjoy him forever. Why does he give you breath and providentially uphold you? For his glory and that we would enjoy him forever. Now, the great summation of this Trinitarian doxology is right here in Ephesians 1 and beginning in verse 3, and I'm simply going to read it for you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as He, the Father, chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him in love. The Father predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. Why? To the praise of His glorious grace, which He has blessed us in the Beloved. Well, now having spoken of the Beloved, he now moves the second part of the doxology to Jesus Christ. In him, that is Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on the earth. In Christ we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of His glory. There's that second part. The Father, the author of our salvation, the praise of His glorious grace. The Son, who accomplishes our salvation, the praise of His glorious grace. Now the third part, Holy Spirit. In Him, Christ, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it. Why? To the praise of His glorious grace. Oh, I love this doxology. Praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, angels above and we below. Praise Him, saints of God, and give Him glory. By the Father's decree you were created, through Christ, and Spirit of the living God has enlivened you. By the Father's decree He has loved you and sent His Son to die for you. The Father has authored your salvation. The Son has accomplished it, and the Holy Spirit has applied it to the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, our God, three in one. And in His providence, He upholds you every day. The Father's good will, the Son's good intercession, and the Holy Spirit's good, powerful presence. Praise His name. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.